And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Yesterday on our program, Orange County Courier entertainment writer Doug Danger was here. He picked the winner on Survivor. He came on our program. He said that Tina would be the winner. When I said to him that that was his just his opinion, he said that I was being homophobic because Doug is an open and out gay man and a gay journalist. And he said that because he's gay, he has a better perception and a better sensitivity than straight people. And as a result of that, he knew exactly who was going to win on Survivor. He said it was Tina. When I said that was just his opinion, he called me a homophobe and also said that it was attitudes like mine that led to the death of Matthew Shepard. Now let's listen to an excerpt. This is Doug talking to a caller from yesterday's program.
Who do you think's going to win?
Oh, I think Toby's going to win.
You're wrong. Okay?
Because well,
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
And I'm gay. But you're saying that I have a seventh sense.
Do you have a gay sense?
Let's say I am gay. If I'm gay and I say that Kobe's going to win.
No, you're not gay.
If you were gay,
you'd say Tina most probably because I think you would have the gay ability.
All right, that's the gay ability that he's talking about is a sort of a sense that you just know things that other people don't know. We were bringing him on now from his office in Santa Ana, Doug Danger. Doug, thanks for being on.
I wouldn't miss it for the world, Phil. I wouldn't miss this for the world.
I guess you're feeling pretty vindicated, aren't you?
Absolutely. I'm not. It's really not about vindication. I knew that Tina was going to win. I told you Tina was going to win. I took an inordinate amount of insulting phone calls from your listeners. And I'm going to say something right now, Phil, and I'm not holding my breath, but if people want to call up and apologize to me for saying that I didn't know what I was talking about, they can do it, but I doubt very seriously if they've got the guts.
And now, why do you say that? Why do you say they don't have the guts to at least apologize?
Because straight people, I think in the face of a good, strong, confident gay man and gay journalist, which is what I am, I think straight people run. I think they run for the hills. I don't think they have the intestinal fortitude. Gay is the way. Gay's taken over. And I think that based upon what I did yesterday on your program, I think I proved once and for all that gays, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I know what's going on. Can you play that one more time?
All right, I'll play it one more time. This is Doug. You were talking, I forget the name of the caller, you were talking to a lady yesterday, and you picked Tina.
Who do you think's going to win?
Oh, I think Toby's going to win.
You're wrong. Okay,
because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Can you stop the tape, please? You want me to stop the tape?
Okay.
All right, right there. I said, who do you think's going to win? She said, oh, I think Toby, with all of the arrogance, all of the pomposity that has marked the heterosexual world for quite some time. And, you know, I think Toby, I told you Tina was going to win, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Did I say any other name?
I'm sorry?
Did I say any other name than Tina?
You said Tina was going to win. Absolutely.
And what did you say?
I said, well, that's your opinion.
And that's what I called homophobia.
Do you still think that I'm a homophobe?
Well, what do you think? I told you Tina was going to win. Tina won. You said it was my opinion, so you didn't believe in my gay ability. And you didn't believe in my gay vision. All right, let's listen to it again. Who do you think's going to win?
Can we just listen to the whole thing?
Who do you think's going to win? Because I'm not saying who you know is going to win. I know as a heterosexual, she hasn't got an answer for that. Okay? Go ahead. Roll the tape again. You're not gay.
Man. Wait a second. I got to start it all over again. Okay.
Roll the tape.
Okay, here it is.
Who do you think's going to win?
Oh, I think Toby's going to win.
You're wrong. Okay,
because I'm a gay man. Stop the tape.
Okay.
Can we just
hold on. You notice how I said you're wrong. I said that because I knew that woman was wrong. I knew there was no chance on God's good green earth that Toby was going to win anything. Toby is about as dumb as they come. Toby's got a meathead from a way back, Kobe or whatever the hell his name was.
Yeah, it's Kobe.
Okay. This guy is a meathead from a long way back. All right, go ahead, play it.
I'd like to get through one.
Just play it.
Who do you think's going to win?
Oh, I think Kobe's going to win.
You're wrong. Okay?
Because well,
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Yeah, okay, I figured you wanted me to.
See, right there I say, I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist. I know.
All right, look, Doug.
You want to play the rest of it then?
Okay, I'll play the rest of it, but we got to get to the essence of why you're on here. You're on here to, basically, you're on here to rub people's faces in it.
Well, you know something? I really resent you attributing that kind of impulse to me. I'm on here simply to say, here I am, I was right. I'm man enough to stand here and say that I was right. Are you man enough to say you were wrong?
Me?
Yes, sir.
Am I man enough to say, I'm on my show, aren't I?
Are you man enough to say you were wrong?
I was wrong.
Okay. Are your listeners man or woman enough for that?
I told you, don't expect anybody to call in.
No, I didn't. I just for a moment thought that, go ahead, give the phone number.
Then nobody's going to call and say, yeah, Doug, you're all right, man.
You never know unless you give out the phone number, unless you're afraid.
Afraid of what?
Afraid I'm going to whipsaw him.
Okay, look, man, I'm going to give you all props and all credit for the fact that you picked Tina yesterday on the show, all right? But beyond that, I don't know.
Just give out the phone number and see if there's anybody with any guts.
No one is going to call and say, yes, Doug, you were right, we were wrong. No one.
Let's see.
1-800-449-8686.
All right, I'll play the thing again. Who do you think's going to win?
Oh, I think Kobe's going to win.
You're wrong. Okay,
because well,
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. If I'm saying that I have a seventh sense. Do you have a gay sense?
Let's say I am gay. If I'm gay and I say that Kobe's going to win.
No, you're not
then,
gay.
Then how is
if you
that?
If you were gay, you'd say Tina most probably because I think you don't have it.
Yeah, okay, I'm stopping it.
They're right there. Because I knew if she were gay, she'd have the gay sense or the gay ability to understand that it was Tina that was going to win. I didn't just pick Tina. I knew Tina was going to win. And that's the big difference, Phil, I think, from being a gay man and a gay journalist for most people. I knew Tina was going to win.
All right, Doug Danger with us here, 1-800-449.
Play it again.
God.
Who do you think's going to win?
Oh, I think Kobe's going to win.
You're wrong.
Man.
Okay, because
well,
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
And I'm gay.
Here comes a good part.
If I'm saying that I have a seventh sense.
Do you have a gay sense?
Let's say I am gay. If I am gay and I say that Kobe's going to win.
No, you're not
then,
gay.
Then how
if
is
you
that?
Were gay, if you were gay, you'd say Tina most probably because I think you would have the gay.
The gay ability right there.
Yeah, I heard it. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. The number here on the Phil Hendry Show, Doug Danger is with us. He is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. He came on our program yesterday and said he wasn't just picking Tina. He knew that Tina was going to win. I asked him if he had some inside information. He said no. Because he's a gay man and a gay journalist, he has a strong ability to perceive situations. He has a great, strong sense. I said I didn't believe in such a thing. He called me a homophobe. All right, 1-800-449-8686 here on the Phil Hendry.
Play it one more time.
Oh, come on, will you?
Play it again. Who do you think's going to win?
We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show.
I think Kobe's going to win.
You're wrong. Okay.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with Doug Danger, entertainment writer of the Orange County Courier. He's back on the show tonight. He was on our program last night. He said he knew that Tina was going to win on Survivor. We doubted him. Doug is a gay man and a gay journalist. He is openly gay, and he said because he is gay, he has a gay sensibility or a gay vision or whatever. And I think you called it gay vision, didn't you, Doug?
Yes, I did, Phil.
Okay, that got you, that tells you knew it was Tina. And because people doubted that, you said they were homophobes. We're also joined here by David G. Hall, who's the vice president of syndication for our programming. Good evening, David.
Good evening, Phil.
Okay, you wanted to make a statement.
Well, I did want to make a little bit of a statement, Phil, from the standpoint of a programmer. I did listen to the broadcast yesterday. Mr. Danger is entirely within his rights to ask for this airtime. People called him names and everything else. He was absolutely right. He did pick Tina. He did know what he was doing. And as such, I've got to lend some credence to the concept, at least, or the viability of gay vision or gayety. And
David, come on.
Just listen to me, because this is my moment now. You had your moment last night. I heard you tell Mr. Danger you didn't believe that he was right.
That's right. And also, Phil, you said that you thought that was my opinion.
You said it was his opinion, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I thought it was his opinion.
Have you changed your mind?
Have I changed my mind?
See, David, he hasn't changed his mind. He still thinks that it's some opinion that I got lucky.
That's obviously when the man comes on and says, I know it's going to be Tina, that I think you, and as your boss, I am now directing you to apologize to him.
David.
I'm directing you to apologize to him.
You heard what he said.
How do you want me to apologize?
I want you to say, first of all, you believe he has gay vision, and you're sorry that you didn't believe him. Now say it.
I'm waiting.
Doug.
What are you waiting for?
Look, man, I don't mind.
Did I just tell you to do something?
You see, he's not doing what you're telling him to do, David. I don't know how you can have an employee like that.
Did I just tell you to do? You're making me look bad in front of Mr. Danger and the rest of the listeners.
Look, I don't mind apologizing. You want me to say I believe in the concept of gay vision?
The concept of gay ability? What do you call it, Doug?
It's a gayness. It's a perception based upon the fact that I'm gay.
This whole gay vision thing seems pretty scientific to me after yesterday's show.
You're buying it.
I'm buying it. After yesterday's show, yeah. I'll give you, I'll tell you that I had my doubts. But this guy comes on here, this Danger, and says it's Tina. As far as I'm concerned, gay vision is where it is.
That's right.
Now tell him you're sorry.
Doug, I'm sorry that I didn't believe you when you said Tina was going to be the winner.
Yeah, I'm waiting for part two.
Let's get part two in there, Phil. Let's go. You know something? The more you drag this out, the more your show blows even more. So just get it out.
It's not blowing, okay? I'm trying to think. You want me to say...
I want you to tell him that you believe that he has gay vision.
Gay vision?
That's right.
Yeah, see this? You know, David, the whole thing about this is Mr. Henry doesn't want to say anything about it because he's embarrassed that he was wrong.
Do it.
I'm sorry that I didn't believe that you had gay vision.
And that's all we were asking you to do.
That was my request, Phil, from the beginning. That you acknowledge the fact that my gayety is what helped me pick Tina.
You believe that, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I need a phone call here. Let me go to David. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
How you doing?
Yes, sir.
Hey, my feeling is here, why do you have to apologize? Here we got 1,000 different people on the internet that predicted Tina was going to win.
1,000 different people on the internet? What do you mean 1,000 different people on the internet?
But why?
All
does that mean
them,
they all have gay
them,
vision?
They
I
were
don't
not
think
predicting.
So.
They
you
were
got
predicting.
This, you got
that was their opinion.
There
that was their opinion.
Off saying that he's got gay vision. Ooh, he's somebody special. He's got gay vision.
Hey, let me tell you something, David. Those are people giving their opinion. I said I knew for a fact. Those people didn't
so
say
did
that,
they.
Did they? No, they did
so
not. They said that was their opinion.
No,
and there's a big
I don't
difference.
Think so.
Yeah, I know so. Okay?
Well,
so that's
well,
the difference
okay,
between
so
what you think and what
now,
I know.
Can you prove that? No, you can't.
Yeah, I can prove it. Phil, play the card. Who do you think's going to win?
Oh,
I think Toby's going to win.
You're wrong.
One commercial.
Okay?
Because well,
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Hey, David, shut up. Shut up, David.
Are you gay? I have a seventh sense.
Are you? Do you have a gay sense?
Okay, let's say I am gay.
Why'd you tell him to shut up?
Say you shut up.
You can't just say that.
If I am gay and I say that Kobe's going to win.
No, you're not gay.
Then how is that?
If you were gay, you'd say Tina most probably because I think you would have the gay ability.
There you go, David. That was from yesterday's show. That was
let's
from yesterday's show. That was from
and
yesterday's
let's have
show.
An intelligent conversation
that was from
about
yesterday's
this.
Show. I predicted Tina, okay? That was from yesterday's show.
Well, you
and
know
that
what?
Was a caller who
okay,
thought
now,
it was going to
be
Kobe.
Now you're saying you predicted. You
no,
predicted.
I said it was
no,
going to
no, no,
be
No, no, back up
Tina.
A minute
no,
there, Hot
I said
Rod.
It was going to be Tina.
You said you predicted.
I knew that it was
no,
going to
no,
be
no,
Tina.
No, 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 no. Back up, Hot Rod.
I'm backing it up.
No, you said, you just said, I quote, I predicted.
No,
did
I did not.
Does that mean you said
no.
You know?
No, I
no,
didn't
cool.
say it. No, I
hey,
did not.
Hey, can you play,
no,
hey,
I,
Phil, play
no,
it back.
I did not.
Play that where he said I predicted.
No, I did not say that.
I can't play it back.
Come on now, buddy.
What a bad call. Here is Carrie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Carrie, hello. Hi.
Hi. We were just discussing. We knew that Tina was going to win only because she was a woman. They do that politically or whatever they want to call it, but it was because the guy won last time.
You didn't predict anything. I knew Tina was
going to
win.
Tina
was going to win because you can't prove that. I've got a tape from yesterday's show saying that I knew. So you can say in hindsight, you can say the day after that you knew. I don't know who you are.
Well, but I don't know who you are either.
Well, I'm Doug Danger, and here's the tape.
Who do you think's going to win?
Oh, I think Kobe's going to win.
You're wrong.
But that was
I just said she's wrong.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I'm
gay.
But you're saying that that I have a seventh sense.
Do you have a gay sense?
Let's say I am gay.
You can't just say that.
If I am gay.
Oh, God. How many more times I got to listen to this tape, okay? You knew it. It was Tina. You got it.
Thank you. And this lady here, this Carrie, I don't know you from Adam. You didn't predict nothing.
No, but I'm just saying whether. You can call it sixth sense, eighth sense, tenth
sense. I knew that Tina was going to win, and people who said that I didn't know are homophobes. No, who? And prove that they did. I'm proving that I did. You can't prove that they did. You're just making the statement now.
All right, thank you. 1-800-449-8686 as we talk to... Was that satisfactory?
Fellas, David Hall, all I wanted you to do is apologize to Mr. Danger for the treatment. By the way, those two idiots that you just had, who's screening the show today?
Mike.
Those are two of the most disrespectful jackasses I ever heard in my life. I don't want that on the air anymore. Mr. Danger has proven his gay ability. And I don't know what that is, but he's...
Mr. Danger's proven his gay ability.
Well, he's got some kind of a... If we could bottle this gay vision deal... Mr. Danger?
Yeah, dude.
I would love to bottle gay vision. I could figure out what's going to happen tomorrow and stuff like that.
No, it's not really a telepathic thing.
But I could... No, can you see... Let me ask something about gay vision. Can you look through a woman's dress?
No, you can't do that.
No, I'm afraid not.
It's not like X-ray vision, okay?
I just knew that the individual is going to be Tina. I just knew it. I didn't predict it. I knew it.
All right, so do you buy gay vision, Phil? And if you say that you don't, you will lose your job.
This is the worst week I have had.
Yeah. Everybody's heard your problems. Do you buy the gay vision thing?
Yes, sir, I buy it.
Okay. Apologize to Mr. Danger.
I'm sorry, Doug, that I didn't believe you when you said it was going to be Tina.
All right, Mr. Danger, does that satisfy you?
Well, I thought maybe a little...
Oh, come on, man. I said I believe in the gay vision thing.
All right, that's fine.
All right. And don't ever let me see you do this again, Phil. You know, it really is disgusting, and I think it's disturbing that when a guy comes up with a perfectly logical concept like I have gay vision and you don't believe it.
Yeah, you're right. How could I have let myself down?
Jesus, come on, pal. A guy called up your show. He says, I know Tina's going to win. You said, why? He said, because I'm gay. I have homo vision. And there you go. Why wouldn't you believe it?
You're right. Why wouldn't I?
Exactly. Mr. Danger, anything else?
No, thanks, David. That's fine.
All right. I'm going to get going, guys. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, David. Okay, how do you feel now?
Well, I guess you want me to feel chastised.
I just all I want you to do now, from now on when I come on your program and I tell you I know something, you better believe that I know it.
Because of homo vision.
Just because of the fact that I have the sense.
Well, congratulations on knowing that Tina was going to win last night. By the way, do you ever put any of this to use in terms of betting?
I don't do that because I think it's something that I don't cheapen.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to cheapen that. You don't want to go to Vegas, man, and put a couple of bucks down on that whole Tina thing, huh?
I'm not saying I didn't make some money. I just don't want to cheapen the whole sensibility that I have. But I thank you very much. You've given me some good ideas, man. When's Santa Anita open?
It closed.
All right.
Derby's playing this tomorrow, though. All right, thanks a lot, pal. Doug Danger. And, again, I didn't mean any disrespect. And if he's got gay vision, good for him. But he did pick Tina. You know, it's very interesting.
Who do you think's going to win?
Oh, will you turn that off? Listen to that over and over and over again. Yeah, okay.
If I'm
are you gay?
Yeah, are you gay? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show here. Number one rated Phil Henry Show, best of the year 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl. Available at 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. This is the Phil Henry Show. We'll be back right after these messages.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
All right, let me see if I can explain this to you. My name is Harvey Wireman. I'm an attorney, but I was actually invented by Phil Hendry. I'm a non-existent person. I'm a character that he invented for his show. And in point of fact, Mr. Hendry is doing my voice right now. Do you understand? Why is it we got to go over this all the time with you? Right. It's enough to make a man not have another normal bowel movement in perpetuity.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I was asking myself last night as I was watching Survivor, I wonder how I would do on that show. Seriously, I just, you know, the average, you know, I don't know that I'm average, but probably my physical conditioning's average or above average because I, you know, I'm probably a little bit more active than most people due to the diet, which I will, by the way, later on in the program tell you. Today was weigh-in day. I'll tell you my weight. But I just wondered how well I would do. How well do you guys think you would do on Survivor? You see the show. It's based in the terrain of Australia, or it's last year was on that island. Where was that, Mike? Off of New Guinea or something? It was in the South Pacific, yeah. And next year is Africa. And that ought to be interesting because if it is an unfriendly government that suddenly there was a coup in the middle of filming, then you'll see whether these people, how they look on a spit. And that'll be really neat. Will Chrissy, how's Chrissy doing? I don't know. She's tied to a spit right now, and she's, oh, wow. That guy who fell in the fire this year. So they're going to shoot it in Africa next year? No, I'm not trying. Okay, so what do you think? Because I did the cannibal bit that, okay, Africa, cannibal. Nice going, Phil. Can't keep your freaking Anglo racism out of it, can you? No, but I'm just saying. You know, considering, for instance, what Dianne Fossey went through down there, are you sure you want to go down to a politically unstable area like Africa? Because in the middle of the filming of Survivor, I would like the cast and crew to know this because I know that you're probably not listening. I'm going to tell you right now, you go to Africa and you could be involved in some kind of a Congo uprising. And Chrissy and Pookie and Colby and all those groovy-ass people that you see week in and week out with the Confederate flag or whatever, man. Yeah, how do you think they look in a stew bowl? Because I'm telling you right now, friend, it could happen. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Monterey Park. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Oh, hey, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
Phil, I wanted to talk to you about Survivor, because you were talking about how good you do on it.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but I know some people who told me that, first of all, when the cameras are not rolling on Survivor, they bring them water and like hamburgers. And
who?
The people who are on Survivor, okay, when the cameras are not on them, okay, like when there's no, like when the cameras are not filming them.
Yeah.
They have like burger. They've got like a whole dessert station, and they have a buffet.
What? The people on Survivor, the contestants.
Yes, sir, the contestants. That's right. Okay, two people told me this, man. I did not believe it, but I'm telling you right now. I mean, that to me, that's like.
So the people who are contestants on Survivor.
When the cameras are not on them. A friend of mine told me they have this whole setup near where they shoot the Survivor, and it's all like a buffet, and they have like three dessert stations, and that's why, in my opinion, the Survivor show is so pussy, they should have a real show. I think Survivor said they need to be like in an urban area or something.
I had no idea. I mean, I don't know that your friend, I don't know who your friend is.
My friend told me that he knows for a fact they got dispensers that are like, oh, okay, you know. After they show them sitting on the beach and everything.
Yeah.
And like they go to a commercial.
Yeah.
They got like dispensers of Orange Bang and Hortada and all kinds of stuff like that. I swear. And if you look carefully, man, McDonald's and everything. 2 weeks ago.
See, you're making all these claims. You have no proof.
No, sir, I do not. No, but I do know when I looked at the tape because I taped Survivor because I like the show, okay?
You like the show even though they're drinking Orange Bang and they're getting burgers?
I taped the show. There's a McDonald's French fry box in the background on week four. On week four, man, okay, right near Colby's tent. There's a French fry box there.
Well, I have no idea.
I swear to God, man. I swear to God.
All right, the question is, do you think you would do well on Survivor?
I believe that I would, but I think that, first of all, they have to move Survivor to a more challenging area.
You don't think the Australian Outback is challenging?
No, sir, I don't.
Why?
Well, I mean, I think it's just, you know, I mean, consider this, man. If you go to the outdoors, that's different from living in the city. Everybody goes outdoors to be safe because they don't want to be in the city. And I think it's kind of pussy. I think a Survivor should be set in something more urban because the message they're sending is destructive right now, that it's harder to get along in the Outback than it is in the city. Yeah, right, sure. That's bullcrap, man.
So if they set it in an urban environment...
If they set it in an urban environment, yeah. I think it'd be much better.
All right, you hold the line. Your name is what?
I'm Dave.
Okay, Dave. Hold on. Hi, is this Chatsworth?
Yeah, Phil. Great show as always.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening to this guy. He's crazy.
Well, what are you talking about, man?
Well, first of all, there's no French fry box on week four. That's completely bogus. Brian Gumball was talking to two of the people.
Well, man, first of all, if you look at that show, like, how do you know, man? I mean, I know people who work on that show. And it,
oh, yeah, you know people what work on the people that work on the show. First of all, Brian Gumball asked the guy, and the guy said, no, man, we don't.
I know that Brian Gumball was on asking some of the people, did you think you'd get water when the camera wasn't rolling?
Oh, yeah, no, I know that, man, because I saw that. Okay.
Yeah, well, if they said that, then what are you talking about?
Okay. First of all, Brian Gumball, he has to say that, okay, because of the network that they're on, man, that does that show, man, is the CBS network.
Ooh, that doesn't prove anything.
Yeah, but also the Gumball, Brian Gumball.
By the way, his name is Bryant Gumball, not Gumbo and not Gumball, okay, guys?
What?
His name is Bryant Gumball, not Gumbo and not Gumball.
Mr. Well, okay, I don't know. I thought his name was Gumbo.
It ain't Gumbo, no.
But anyway, that's because he's on the CBS TV network, man. They gotta lie.
I don't know. The whole thing sounds pretty far out to me. How can they have a show where the people look so tired, and then you're telling me they're getting burgers?
Yeah, man, that's what a friend of mine said. I don't know, Brian Colombo.
Bryant Gumball, not Columbo, not Gumball, and not Gumbo.
But what did your friend say?
My friend said, man, when they're not filming on Survivor, the people get to kick it at a dessert station. They get to kick it over at a Orange Julius thing. And,
oh, bull crap! How do they look so dirty and stuff?
Because they have a makeup department. God, man, are you kidding me? They have a makeup department.
So the makeup people make them look like they're dirty?
Yeah, man. That's how they do it. And because, number one...
Well, why would they lie?
What?
Why would they lie?
Because, first of all, man, if somebody actually died from dehydration on the Survivor show, CBS, man, would get sued for, like, billions of dollars, okay? Or like that guy that fell in the fire. That's not really what happened, man. I mean, he fell in a fire, man, but it was one of those Hollywood fires that they had. They use blood pellets for, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so they get sued so that we can't...
What you're contending that on the TV show Survivor, those people were really not going under any deprivation because CBS could get sued if they actually were getting hungry.
That's exactly right, man, and that's what my friend told me. This friend of his knows, okay?
Well, if that's the case, then CBS has a lot of answering to do, including Brian Gumbo.
What do you mean Gumbo? How many times I got to tell you guys?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're sorry. It's Gumball.
Well, they get foot massages and Cuban cigars too.
Bull crap!
I swear to God.
They get foot massages and
Cuban cigars. That's right, man. Read it and weep. You got it. Cuban
cigars? Why, those are illegal!
Not down in, like, Africa or wherever they were, man.
Australia.
Not down there, man. You can take more Cuban cigars in there, like everything.
Well, did Brian Gamble say...
Okay, now you're doing it on purpose. His name ain't Brian Gamble.
Mr. Henry, I don't watch that show that he's on because there's nothing else on CBS that I like other than David Letterman.
Yeah, Letterbox is good.
Okay, get out of here. Letterbox. Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, man, I watch David Letterbox, and I really dig Bryant Gumbo. 1-800-449-8686. This kid right about, what am I talking about? Is he right? I heard Bryant Gumbel ask one of the people, I bet you thought that when the camera stopped rolling, you would go and get yourself some cold water. And the guy said, yeah. And then Gumball looked at him, Gumbel, okay, 1-800, never mind. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
I want to take this opportunity now to make a very special announcement. I've been thinking about this literally for months. What I'm about to say most probably will get me removed from the air. But I do believe there comes a time when ratings, advertising revenue, I think all of it just has to fall by the wayside and we are left with... Well, we're left with the important things. How about a little thing called integrity? Do we remember what that was? Sure. This radio show always stood for integrity. I believe we've always stood for honesty and a no-holds-barred approach to the news. I would now ask my engineer, Craig Taylor, I don't want to have to do this, but Craig, I now have to ask you to get up and please block the door while I make this announcement so that no one can get in. I am certain that management members here will... try to enter this studio. This announcement I make will probably especially anger and alienate the many broadcast executives that I have to answer to. I have been thinking about this for months. I was up all night. I was living in a real tense environment. As a matter of fact, I'll go ahead and say it. I vomited before I came on the air tonight, knowing what I had to do tonight. Here goes. I believe Starbucks coffee, they should use less sugar in it. I was thinking about it, and I just have to say that, and I'm sorry, but I just have to say it. Okay, Craig, please block the door, get a chair up against it. I really believe that Starbucks could put, you know, less sugar. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I am. Is this Mr. Henry?
Yes.
I ordinarily agree with the things you say, but for you to say what you just said about Starbucks and with children listening...
Look, lady, this is how I feel... And
oh, you talk show host, you're always with how I hope that the FCCF gets a tape of this because you've broadcasted it for the last time. If I have anything to say about it, and I know that I don't. And
well, ma'am, I'm telling you right now that I just believe that Starbucks, they need to back off the sugar, okay? And
do you care that there are children listening? Do you care that there are the infirmed, people who are bedridden? Is that all that this is about?
Ma'am, I have been...
Oh, don't give me that. I've been listening to you now for a few months. And
I have every right in the world to my opinion, okay? And if Starbucks doesn't back off of that sugar, I may just stop buying the Venti. Yes, that's right.
You're going to go to a grande size?
That's exactly right.
Oh, boy, you have committed media suicide, mister. I am telling you right now. You have committed...
Well, maybe I have, and if I have, that's just the way there is. Now, okay, you can see...
I hope that's...
That is management now pounding on the door. Craig, get up against the door. Get up against the door. Don't let them get in. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah,
I agree 100% with what you're saying, but I don't think that you're doing that is going to get you taken off the air, all right? You know that?
Just keep them, yeah.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, I'm listening to you, but I'm trying to keep people out of here.
What the hell are you trying to do? I think that Starbucks, sure, but you come out like that for a white man to say something like that, especially that cheese.
Okay, thank you. So as you can see, the calls are pouring in right now. I think Starbucks coffee sucks. What do you think about that, huh? Don't let him in, Craig. I can see him at the door right now. You can hear that, see? No, he ain't getting in. Yeah, that's right. You heard me right. I think it sucks. And I'll tell you something else, too. You know those bags of beans they sell? Christmas blend, Italian blend. It's all the same bean. It ain't any different. They've repackaged the same bean into different bags. Hi, you're on the air.
Mr. Henry, a lot of what you say I agree with, and a lot of what you say I also agree with. But for you right now, I think you need to get clear of that station. Okay, because
I'm keeping people outside.
No, I think you need to get clear of there because you need to air it out. I think you need to take a walk and clear your mind. You're about to take a very promising broadcast career and flush it down the toilet.
Okay, thanks a lot. Guy's freaky, man. 1-800-449-8686. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, Phil, I think you are wonderful, but I am going to miss you because of what you have said. And
I know I'm going to get fired.
That's right. You can't mess with that Starbucks. Starbucks is a wonderful, wonderful coffee company. There was also a group that did a song called Moonlight Feels Right, and that group was called Starbucks. You see what I'm saying?
Get out of here.
Well, what are you trying to do?
Moonlight Feels Right. I just remember going in there one day and saying to myself, I've had it. I've had it with the amount of sweetener they put in this stuff. And I went up to the guy, and I'll never forget the look in his face when I went up to him and I said, may I please have one without any sweetener in it? And I shook, yes. I lost my mud, yes. But I said what I had to say. And I stood there, and the guy looked at me, and you know what he said to me? He said, okay, how about that? How about that? I'm going to be taking a leave of absence, obviously, because of the problems that I've caused for myself, but I would like to remind you that I'll be on the air next week when we go in depth into a very, very controversial subject. How much we all really don't like the New York Yankees. Well, here comes the straitjacket, so I have to leave now. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I guess you'll be calling in and talking to some disembodied voice. Because no more phone call.
I really love your program, Phil. I hope.
That's fine. Thank you. I'm out of here, okay? 1-800-449-8686. I hate the Yankees.